Hello and welcome back to ELAG. Today I will be talking about dealing with disappointment. Sometimes we feel that whenever we face some sort of disappointment, that God has stopped looking out for us, or God doesn't hear our prayers anymore, or he has basically forgotten about us. In the book of Psalms, in chapter 22, verse 1, we hear David, the psalmist, crying out to God, saying, "God, my God, why would you abandon me now?" I don't know about you, but that sounds a lot like me sometimes in my place of prayer. Again, in scripture, we learn about a man named Lazarus. Mary, who was the sister of Lazarus, was close to Jesus at the time. And so she informed Jesus that her brother was sick. And I know that she was probably expecting Jesus to run down to perform a miracle immediately. But the scripture tells us that Jesus arrived there 4 days after Lazarus had been declared dead. This story is in the book of John chapter 11, and you can go through this later. But in verse 21, it says, "Martha says to Jesus, 'My Lord, if only you had come sooner, my brother wouldn't have died.'" I'm sure this sounds like you or me at some point, you know, complaining to God, saying, "If only you had answered this prayer 10 years ago. If only you had changed this person. If only you had changed the situation. If only you had given me that job. Then I wouldn't be in the mess that I'm in right now." The truth is, Jesus could have healed Lazarus the very minute that he heard that Lazarus was sick. He could have sent a word of healing right from where he was, and Lazarus would have been healed. But he did not. And this is where I'm going. Instead, Jesus wanted to raise Lazarus from the dead so that God would be glorified. Do you know that it costs God nothing to tick every single request on your prayer list right now? But why isn't he doing that? I think that sometimes God will use our disappointments and delays to stretch our faith. Sometimes we need that faith to be able to weather the storm and trust God for even greater things. So whenever we experience some sort of pain or disappointment, or things don't turn out the way that we expect them to, we must always trust the truth and not just our feelings. And what is the truth? The truth is that God loves you. You are his child. He will never give up on you. He is not just able, but also willing to turn your situation around into something beautiful and fantastic. And even if he doesn't turn that situation around immediately or according to your timeline, he's there by your side, holding you up through the storm. And I think that is really refreshing to know that whatever you go through in life, you are not alone. God is by your side. God is holding your hand, is guiding you safely. I will close with this scripture in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, where God is declaring his promises to help the people of Israel. It says, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." This is so, so, so encouraging. I don't know about you, but I am deeply encouraged by this scripture. So I'm just going to leave you with these few words. Do not be discouraged. Do not give up on God. Things may be tough right now. The situation may look like it's never going to change. It may look like you're consistently eating a brick wall and nothing is changing, and you've prayed and fasted and done everything that you know how to do, and the situation is still not changing. Then I think it's time for you to rest. Rest in God's promises. Rest in what God says about you. Don't give up on God, because God is never going to give up on you. Continue to believe and trust in God. Hope against hope. And wait patiently for God to come through for you, because he surely will. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining. And till next time, God bless you.